dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, April the 18th, 2024.
Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussion, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces of and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art of and science of radio.
We would love to hear your voice, too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We would love to hear your feedbacks, perspectives, and thoughts.
Today on Radio Moon, we're traveling to a faraway island. Just kidding, we're already on an island. The theme of the day is islands, and we have so much to share. We'll have a roundtable discussion, poetry, storytelling, history lessons, and more.
To kick off our show, here's Weezer with The Island in the Sun, off their 2001 Green album. The impossibly catchy tune almost didn't make the album, but producer Rick Ocasek fought for it and became a huge hit. Here's Weezer.
When you're on a holiday, you can't find the words to say. Welcome back. We are in Radio Moon, and I am on the moon right now. Welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable, everyone. Today we're going to be having a roundtable discussion on our theme of the day, which is islands. My name is Nikki, and I'm here with Noel, Peter, Jean-Michel, Alana, Nicole, Jonathan, and Marissa. And today, like I said, we're going to be talking all about islands. So first question, what is your favorite island and why? Anyone? Jonathan?
Does New Zealand count as an island?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Island country.
It's one of the reasons is it's where they filmed Lord of the Rings. So a lot of the scenery and stuff from the movie is filmed in New Zealand. So
sweet. Have you ever been?
No.
Has anyone ever been to New Zealand?
No. Negative.
Negative. No. I have when I was a baby, and the only pictures that exist of that time in New Zealand was all about the sheep. I guess there's just like tons and tons of sheep, and it was all about like shearing the sheep. Mm. Anywho, anyone else have a favorite island?
My favorite island is Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Why is that, Noel?
Because that's where I was born.
Yeah.
So that's why it's my favorite island.
Wonderful. Nicole?
My favorite island, I like Jamaica too, but I wasn't born there. My dad was born there. I went there and visited there, and I met my grandmother for the first time. It was pretty cool, and the island, the people are cool, the island's cool, the breeze is cool, the food is cool, everything's just cool, man, just cool.
Cool. We are going to hear more from Nicole later, so stay tuned. All about the coolness that is Nicole's grandma. Anyone else? Yeah.
I have to concur the third person. Jamaica, too.
Mm.
I think we were on a family vacation on the Fantasy in... On a cruise with my family, and when we went off the island, it was beautiful. I remember it, I mean, I think I was at least maybe in grade 7 or grade 6, but I remember the island was beautiful, the palm trees, the sand was like white, and I remember like I was so excited because one of them like braided my hair, and it was beautiful. And I think there was a few of them that I went off. I know. I think there's one that's called Dominica.
Dominica or Dominican Republic?
I think it was the not Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. I think that's just Dominica or something.
Dominica.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So that was really nice too. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Other favorite islands in the bunch? I noticed no one said Montreal yet, but.
When I was 5 1/2 months old, my family moved from Montreal to Staten Island, so we lived there for quite a while. It was fun. It was nice being close to New York and being able to go to Coney Island and all that stuff. So
awesome. Very cool city island. Yep, Alana.
When I was to celebrate my 30th birthday, me and my sister went to Mexico.
Cool.
To an all-inclusive 5-star hotel.
Amazing.
We used to get the shuttle bus. They used to drive me to the beach. We used to lie in the white sandy beach and have lots of cocktails, non-alcoholic cocktails. And I also, the reason why I liked it there too was because we also got to swim with the dolphins as well there.
Very lucky. What was your favorite cocktail?
It's been a while, so.
Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah, I like the pina coladas.
Okay. Anyone else want to weigh in on your favorite island? Some of you guys have mentioned some places you've been. What interesting islands have you been to, or do you dream of going to? We can make this a two-parter. Yeah, Jonathan.
I haven't really been anywhere except New York.
Mm.
So, but dream of, well, more like watch. On TV, like the Swiss Family Robinson, you know, where they get stranded on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at the end of the movie, the pirates are falling off the cliff and they're dropping rocks. And so that movie is always something that I've enjoyed. a shipwreck.
Mm-hmm. A good shipwreck story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, there's an island, I've never been there, but it's called Eleuthera in the Bahamas. And just the name makes me dream.
Eleuthera?
Eleuthera.
Like terra, like earth?
No, T-H-E-R-A.
Oh, okay.
E-L-E-U-T-H-E-R-A.
Cool.
Eleuthera.
Eleuthera.
Cool. And why do you dream so much of going there? Like, where did it come
name.
From? Mm, just because of the name. Nice.
And I know that it's beautiful.
Yeah. Nice. Elena?
One of the other interesting islands I've been to were I also went to Cuba as mm-hmm. well, and it was very, very beautiful. It was hot and sunny. It was all inclusive too, hotel all inclusive. I didn't have to pay for meals. I just tipped the people. And I remember having nice bacon and eggs, guava juice, fresh pink guava juice, nice pool, rocky beaches. And I also had pink guavas, which I can't get here in Montreal. So it was a really cool trip to Cuba. I went with my mom. It was really beautiful there too, yeah.
Sounds awesome. Island fruits are always a big highlight in tropical islands, at least. That's amazing. How about you, Nicole?
I've been to Jamaica and I've been to Trinidad. I like them both, but Jamaica's cooler. And I dream of going to the Virgin Islands and the Cayman Islands because I've seen videos of the beaches and the people seem pretty cool. And it seems like a beautiful place to go to take pictures because I like to take pictures and stuff.
I would like to go to Iceland. I hear the view and the landscapes are fantastic there, and so I've read books that have to do with that. The only thing that's kind of weird is that they believe in trolls,
elves,
and yeah. They believe gnomes. I think it is that gnomes. So like they think if you're building a highway or something, and they think that it's crossing where gnomes live, they'll detour the highway to get around it.
Yeah, because if they don't, the elves or gnomes will like play tricks on them and cause them misfortune.
Yeah,
so
get bad luck.
They don't want to piss off the elves, basically. Yeah. They also have like offerings kind of everywhere to these creatures. It's like it's like a whole thing. I feel like you would love Iceland, Peter.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, for sure. Anyone else have a island fantasy vacation they would like to share? That they would love to visit?
Fiji.
Ooh, nice. Why?
Well, it's like, I don't know. I've always been, like, fascinated looking at the globe and just noticing that it's, like, the furthest away from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii would be cool, too. But Fiji, I think... Do you know what type of people live in Fiji? Like, what the... I know... In Hawaii, it's...
I think there's, like, indigenous Fijians who live there, but I don't...
Like, Australia has... I don't know the names.
Mm-hmm. Aboriginals.
Yeah.
Totally. And Fiji's really, like, in the middle of the ocean, like you were saying.
Samoans are from?
From Samoa.
Samoa, okay.
I want to go back to... Noel, did you want to weigh in on this one?
Yeah, I just want to say I'd like to go to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Same. I want to go back to something Jonathan was saying earlier about the Swiss Family Robinson and being stranded on a deserted island. If you guys got stranded on a deserted island, what three items, if you could just bring three items with you, what would they be? What would be your choice items? You know, right off the bat, go for it.
Okay, yeah. So a bottle of rum, a surfboard, and a radio with batteries.
Wow, you have your priorities right, man. Surfing, music, and rum.
Yeah.
Incredible. Anyone else? What would you bring with you? Mm-hmm.
I would bring a coconut. I would bring some nice bakery bread and some cheese.
Amazing. Also good priorities in life, Alana. I love it.
I would bring a cat.
Oh, cute.
That's good. Yeah. This is kind of a cheat, but I'd like to take my whole library for one of the items.
Total cheat. What else would you bring, Pete, if you could bring your entire library and two other things?
A dog.
Oh, nice.
And that's pretty much it. I'd be happy with that. Maybe a cat, like Jean-Michel said.
Nice, a little pet companion.
Yeah.
Very nice. Does anyone have any, well, I guess some people said cat and dog. Does anyone, if you got to bring someone, it could be anyone. It doesn't matter if you already know the person or not. If you could bring someone with you, who would it be and why?
I think I'd bring my niece and nephew.
Aw, cute.
And I think, you know, my mom and dad are really getting older, and so if I could bring them, I would probably bring my parents, my mom and dad.
Beautiful.
I would bring a cook.
Yeah, I would bring someone who's good at hunting, probably.
Maybe a scuba instructor?
Priorities. Jonathan, you're like it all about the leisure and recreation. I love it.
It could be anybody living or dead. It would be fascinating to have Marcus Aurelius with me, or maybe Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, very cool. You'd have endless questions for them.
You bet.
Do you guys believe in mythical types of islands? For example, floating islands, like in Life of Pi. Do you believe in the Lost City of Atlantis? Any fantasy islands you want to discuss? Let's go with Jean-Michel. Maybe you can talk about the first one, and then Jonathan.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the floating island legend.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, more than 500 years ago, people going to sea met some floating greens, floating kind of a plant packed in a kind of a round shape. It was not too big, but you can see them when you go down in South America, drifting on the river, and they end up in the sea.
Mm.
So I guess that's where the legend started. They believe that if there's some little ones existing, big one must exist. And then this legend grew. And I remember that movie that I saw that called The Life of Pi, where he's adrift on a rescue boat with a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And he land on this island, and it's so wild of the imagination to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting if there was such thing. That'd be very, because like when I saw that movie, that was like all CGI and stuff. A lot of it was it, but like. The idea of that actually being real is really, like, that'd probably be, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jonathan?
When I was younger, I watched many programs on the Lost City of Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
and one of the ones I was watching, it showed, like, what it looked like when it was above water, and then it showed a satellite view of that they could see it from space.
Mm.
So like it was underwater, but you could see
the outline.
And one of my favorite Disney movies is Atlantis.
Mm.
and it's so good.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well,
this is fascinating topic. Unfortunately, we have to wrap it up there for the round table. But thank you guys all for participating in our island talk. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thanks for participating in that round table, everybody. Next up, here's the Beach Boys with Kokomo, a song that was written for the Tom Cruise movie Cocktail. Kokomo is a city in the middle of Indiana and is also a small resort in Montego Bay. The title was made up. It was supposed to represent all the tropical fantasies that people think of when wishing to get away to some paradise island to escape their dreary lives. Take us away, Beach Boys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, we have a piece by Nicole on the island life. Take it away, Nicole.
Hey there, beautiful Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl, nice and sweet, rocking the mic. Hope all is well. Have you ever wanted to escape the hustle and bustle of Montreal Island? Did you even know that you were even on an island? If you answered yes to the first question, you and I are on the same page. If you answered no to the second question, am I right that your mind is blown? This is why y'all needed to pay attention in geography class and stay in school, kids. Stay in school. Now back to my point. My experience with Caribbean islands via my Jamaican and Trinidadian grandmothers. Life on Caribbean islands appears to be more freeing and welcoming in certain areas. No concerns about alarm clocks. Most people function on island time. Government names are rarely used. For several years, I thought my Trini grandmother's name was Enid. I was calling her Granny Enid. It wasn't until she passed and I was reading the memorial card at her funeral that her name was actually Veronica. Same with my Jamaican granny. I called her Grandma Betty. Everyone called her Miss Betty, but her name in fact was Lillian. Shocking, right? Moving on. In Jamaica, staying with my grandma, I was awoken by a rooster. No clocks. People walking by saying, "Morning, Miss Betty. Going to market?" Smells of something delicious. Island breeze coming through my window. Hint of sunshine through the blinds. Clothes hanging on the line. She didn't use a dryer. Sunshine was her dryer. In Trinidad, I was awoken by my Trini grandma singing hymns sweet-smelling perfume as she prepared to go to the mailbox just a few feet away. She put on her wig, full face of makeup, and something pretty. She was also known as Miss Delilah Belle of the Ball because her dressing style, when going anywhere, she had to look damn good. And she did. Both grandmas had their doors open wide and fed anyone in the neighborhood who was hungry. Big pots of food, leftover scrap, went to the dogs. I left Canada skinny as a child and came back quite chunky. Meanwhile, in Montreal, saying any sort of greeting to someone new can be replied with the question, "Do I know you?" or a strange look. I deal with alarm clocks, sirens, both fire trucks and ambulance. Occasionally, I get a smile or, "I'm not interested because you're not my type." In Jamaica and Trinidad, weather-wise, sun or rain, mostly beautiful. Meanwhile, in Canada, we have free healthcare, mental health awareness, and Mother Nature, who likes to roll the dice when it comes to weather, giving of gifts of stuff no one wants. Thanks for last week, Thursday's snowstorm in spring. Anywho, that's what my time. It's your girl, Nice and Sweet, signing off. Happy Thursday, everyone. Miss you and love you, Lady Bianca.
Thank you, Nicole. That really made me want to live in the Caribbean. I guess we can do the next best thing, which is listen to Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Weirdly enough, this song was originally called European Queen, but it totally flopped in Europe. So it was rewritten to be about a Caribbean woman who wins the heart of a singer. Here's Billy Ocean.
I wasn't sure of a good time.
Welcome back. That was Billy Ocean with Caribbean Queen. Next up, here's Alana with a personal piece on her tropical island vacations.
Hi, everyone. This is a piece inspired by my trips to the Caribbean. Islands are sexy. Islands are mysterious. I can take the coconuts on my tongue. The waters are very, very light blue. Some islands are rocky and some are smooth. The sands on the islands are extremely light white. Islands put people in a good mood after they swim in the wild, sunny waters. Some people get married on the islands or they get engaged. The food is full of fresh fish, octopus, crab, and shrimp. Lots of people cook what they have on the islands. Be careful, the islands are extremely hot and you can make your body burn like the color of a tomato. People go sailing in the water when they are on vacation, as well as water skiing and tubing with a boat. Others like to lie and soak up the sun and get a bit tan. Lots of people go to Mexico and Jamaica because they have really white beaches. Be sure to wear lots of sunscreen so you don't burn. The palm trees are a bit like the color emerald green. You will also find strange tropical birds in the islands too. Lots of people on the islands are very relaxed because of the sunny weather. Thank you.
Welcome back. No, thanks, Alana. Now here's Jean-Michel with a special report on living and traveling in Ireland.
This is the relation of my first trip to Ireland West Coast. I have to share how impressed I was. I was not expecting this sort of landscape and environment. As a Quebecois, I have heard stories of how Ireland is green, but I was not ready for this. I landed at night in the Shannon River in a port called Foynes. Next morning, on a Sunday, I stepped down the gangway and headed for town. In fact, a village on the outskirts of Limerick. Everything was green, an incredible green. Moss is everywhere. And that moss covers most of human and natural constructions. That moss is always located on the western side of trees and houses, under the humid and ever-blowing North Atlantic breeze. I have to try to describe to you that green. It is so intense and vivid that one can feel being in another world. Slate roofs are covered by this moss, all of them, if they align with the wind. Aging stone buildings and milestones are so embedded in this green spongy matter. It's impressive. Ireland is like a mighty fortress, sheltering the Irish Sea and all eastern lands. I believe no one comes unaffected by such a visit. It stays engraved in your soul. Plus, the Irish phenotype is so present in Quebec. That is another surprise. One can compare look-alike family members or neighbors. This was my visit to Ireland.
Thank you, Jean-Michel. Next up on our show, the late, great Sinead O'Connor from Ireland, Jump in the River, was released as a single in 1988 and then later in 1990 on her second album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. Here's Sinead. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Have you ever heard of Hans Island? Me neither. Here's Peter with a very unconventional history lesson about the little-known piece of land in High Arctic. Take it away, Peter.
Hans Island is a half-square-mile Arctic territory that is within the maritime limits of both Canada and Greenland. Who would imagine a squabble over an uninhabited, desolate rock? It started in the 1880s when the British transferred their Arctic lands to Canada. Hans Island was not mentioned due to out-of-date maps. The Permanent Court of International Justice awarded the island to Greenland in 1933. In spite of the court's name, the creation of the United Nations invalidated Greenland's claim. International negotiations in the 1970s came to no settlement. In 1984, the Canadian Armed Forces landed on Hans Island and left the Canadian flag and a sign that said, "Welcome to Canada," with a bottle of Canadian Club. The Danes returned and left the Danish flag, sign, and bottle of Danish schnapps. In the ensuing years, the two countries continued to swap out signs, flags, and liquor bottles. In 2022, just months after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as a demonstration of how to properly and civilly resolve territorial disputes, Canada and Denmark agreed to split the territory half and half, so the bloodless conflict came to a peaceful conclusion.
Thanks, Peter. That was enlightening. For something even closer to home, here's Jonathan with his memories of the island of the Eastern Townships where he grew up.
Island memories. I'm going to briefly tell you about some of the islands in some of the lakes in the townships. Eagle Island on Brome Lake, I'm pretty sure Mr. Corville, my fifth grade teacher, lived there. It was a little far for my swimming lessons class to swim there, but people would take sea-doos to Eagle Island. There are houses on the island, but I don't think they have electricity. Magog stretch into parts of the U.S. I would watch Goonies and play Pirates with my brother in my cottage called Little Rock Hill. When I was really young, early memories of my dad taking me across to the large island. It was very windy and the waves were very strong. I bumped my nose and had a nosebleed. We might have had to turn back. On the rock ledge point, we swam around from beach to beach. We could see the island and the large beach filled with people every summer. Mill Pond used to have a chain of islands in it with a lot of water, but the Mill Pond waterfall was drained and it created so much overgrowth that it's now one big island. Originally, I would go swimming and play on the island which had tall overgrowth grass. There was lots of mud and leeches on the island. With the water drained, I spotted deer in the center of the pond. The island on Mill Pond was a big rock sticking out, which is very famous and seen in many photographs. Lastly, there's Sally's Pond near Bolton Center and Bethel Church, which my dad was frequently painted. He had different variations of Sally's Pond, like the painting would show the island on the Sally's Pond with trees in the fall. Fall is definitely the best season for Sally's Pond. There are tiny houses on the border of the pond. I always wondered who would live there. Sally's Pond carries lots of childhood memories for me, driving past it with my family. I also went there by bike for picnic lunch. I know there are a lot of famous lakes and islands in Eastern Townships, but these are the ones that are closest to my heart. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks, Jonathan. Next up, in honor of the cool rock in Mill Pond, here's Simon and Garfunkel with I Am a Rock from 1966. I'm pretty sure that they actually wrote this song about the rock in Mill Pond. Just kidding. It's supposed to be about a solitary person who locks himself up away from the world. becoming his own personal island. Doesn't he know that no man is an island? Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. My window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls and fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Welcome back. This is Radio Mune on CKUT. We are going near the end of our show today, but before we go, there's a tribute to Jamaica by our very own Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you today. It's called Island. When I think about back home, I think about Jamaica. I was born in Kingston. I love the food, ackee and sawfish. Is just one of my favorites. No one could talk about Jay without remembering the music. Reggae music had so many artists such as Dennis Brown, Buger Banton, Hammond, Sanchez, Sizzler, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Busy Signal, Chronix, Coffee, Jimmy Cliff, and Bunny Wailer, just to name a few. I love my island and what it has to offer. I had a good time there with Lily. She was a good girl. I hope to go back someday, but for now, I have it in my dreams. That is all I have about my island paradise. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. That's all for Radio Mune today. We'll be back on May 16th from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information on Radio Mune or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.com. Or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget to listen to us online at ckut.ca.
Before we go, here's my main man, Bob Marley, offering us true wisdom with his time tunes, Three Little Birds. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Thanks, Bob. Yeah. See you next time on Radio Mune.
get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
Got no one to blame. FM with Roger Moore. Show on CKUT 90.3 FM.